Late last month, the University of Notre Dame shocked the sporting world by firing football coach Tyrone Willingham 3 years into a 6-year contract. Willingham, one of only three African-American football coaches in all of the NCAA's Division I-A, was fired despite having a winning record. The other two black coaches are Carl Durrell at UCLA and Sylvester Croom at Mississippi State, and Willingham has since been hired as head coach at the University of Washington. This past week, Notre Dame announced a replacement for Tyrone Willingham. The new coach will be Charlie Weiss, currently the offensive coordinator for the NFL's New England Patriots. Weiss is white. As New Year's Day and College Bowl games approach, commentator Nat Irvin wonders how best to pressure college administrators to bring even more diversity to the sidelines of big-time college gridirons.
There ought to be at least one Rosa Parks type among the 10,000 scholarship football players in Division I-A who would be willing to initiate a boycott of postseason bowl games to protest the lack of hiring of black head coaches. 49 years ago, Miss Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus to a white man. This led to the bus boycott in Montgomery, Alabama, and ignited the modern-day civil rights movement. Something similar needs to happen in Division I-A football. It's no secret that Division I-A schools have been the most resistant to hiring black head football coaches. This despite the fact that more than 50% of the players are black. As recently as 1992, there were no black head coaches among the Division I-A schools. None. By 1997, there were 8. At the start of the 2004 season, there were only 5. And now that Notre Dame has fired Ty Willingham, there are only 2 black head coaches left in all of the 117 Division I-A schools. Some have argued that it was racism that led Notre Dame to fire Willingham after only 3 seasons, when his white predecessors, Bob Davey and Jerry Faust, were allowed to stay for 5 seasons. They may have a point, but focusing on one school and its hiring and firing of a single black coach doesn't solve anything. Alums are alums, and boards of trustees are boards of trustees. Schools are autonomous, and each institution does what it thinks is in its own best interest. But what all schools have in common is a desire to win, and a recognition that they can't do it without having a sizable number of black athletes. One glance at most Division I-A football rosters, and you will see a majority of black faces. My own alma mater, South Carolina, has virtually an all-black team, including a black quarterback. When I was a student at USC, it was a rare thing to see blacks on the team, let alone as quarterback. Now teams are lucky if the kicker and the punters are white. How can we be comfortable with this picture? I don't know what it will take for schools to decide to hire more black athletic directors, more assistant coaches and head coaches, but it starts with money. College football and postseason bowl games are about money, and the players are the ones who bring in the money, not the coaches, ADs, fans, or alumni. If the players do not play, the people do not watch, and the advertisers do not pay their fees to the NCAA. Players who today are on the field strutting their stuff after running touchdowns, making spectacular catches, sacking quarterbacks, and possibly heading to lucrative contracts in the NFL may not realize this, but they owe their success in part to the courage of Miss Rosa Parks, who without pads or helmet, 49 years ago blocked for them, and in the process open a floodgate of opportunities. There ought to be at least one Rosa Parks type, black or white, among the 10,000 scholarship athletes who should be willing to follow her lead.
Nat Irvin is the founder of Future Focus 2020, a research center at the Babcock Graduate School of Management at Wake Forest University. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.